And I see in the abstract you mention the distinction between, of course, compassion and empathy, and that standalone empathy can lead to burnout. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about what happens when you see such empathy without compassion.
And if compassion is absent, what we actually run the risk for is to be overwhelmed with the suffering that we're faced with. And this might ultimately lead to burnout.
They are people that I see that do have big hearts, but are not always open. The burnout is high in people that I'm speaking about. Lives fall apart. Divorces come easily. People turn to substance abuse kind of stuff, recreational drugs, alcohol. And a lot of depression. I see lots of depression.
In 2004, there was a study. Male physicians are 1.41 more likely to commit suicide than the average male.
Suicide among physicians, medical doctors, is quite high, maybe some of the highest.
And female physicians are 2.27 more likely to commit suicide.
So in empathic distress, I perceive the suffering so strongly that I actually merge with it, that it becomes my suffering. It happens a lot in caregivers and nurses.
Working with drug addicts, I have had exactly a similar experience.
They just become so overwhelmed with the suffering they have to deal with.
People that I was working with, and they were sort of just empathic. Basically, their response was often, stop nagging me. Do not get beyond. So these people became more and more aggressive. And aggression is definitely a symptom that manifests in exhaustion.
Actually, in my experience of working with clinicians, where there is a lot of futility, a deep sense of helplessness, that fatigue is present.
So this can be defined as empathic distress. So it's an aversive and self-oriented emotional response. It's self-oriented because As we merge with the other suffering, we try to protect ourselves.
You just want to be left alone, and you come into a setting of somebody being sick, and you just kind of put the person in place, and you think that by talking strongly to that person or not even engaging, you can actually sort the situation.
We want to move away from that other person. We want to protect ourselves because we don't want to become overwhelmed.
The research that we have been doing together with Tanya is that you need to really move on than just empathize with suffering, because otherwise you get stuck, and that is not really beneficial for nobody. And then the next level is the compassion, which moves beyond the resonating with the suffering and actually wants to relieve that suffering on many different levels.